BBC Radio Solent.
Breakfast in Dorset.
With Steve Harris.
So, what could be more appropriate for our Dorset Live series than a Dorset man who is leading the Tour de France? He's not winning the race, even though he's leading it, because he started a day before everybody else. But I think what Peter Lemmy from Holstock is doing is pretty impressive. He's 51 years old. He's a dairy farmer by trade. He and his 52-year-old brother-in-law, Martin Bates, are raising money for the RSPB by completing the whole Tour de France route, 2,280 miles. Many of those uphill. Now, I spoke to Peter yesterday, a rest day for him and Martin. 10 stages in, almost halfway in. They were in the Vosges Mountains, and he told me that it was really starting to hurt now.
To start with, I was worried about my knee because I had a few problems before I left. But now, to be honest, there's so many different bits of me that ache, I'm not sure which bit to focus on. So it's quite good, really.
And what's the deal? You're like a day ahead of the actual Tour de France races behind you?
Yeah.
So it must kind of feel like they're breathing down your necks a bit. You can't have a rest day when they're not having a rest day. You just have to keep going.
Yeah. And yesterday, I didn't appreciate this, but yesterday the routes crossed.
Right.
So we actually crossed the route of the race when it was absolutely right on top of a mountain. They were coming up one side and down. They were coming up south, going down west, and we were coming up north and going down east. And it was a little bit chaotic at the top.
Yeah, I can believe it.
Yeah.
What about the challenge? I mean, people don't understand. I certainly don't understand how steep and long some of those climbs are. You presumably have had some experience of that now.
Yeah. It's one of those things, until you do it, you can't really appreciate it. I mean, we haven't got to the biggest climbs yet, but 2 days ago we went uphill for 22 kilometres.
Wow.
So it's a long, long way.
Yeah.
And but you can just about get into a rhythm. What amazes me is the speed the professionals do it is absolutely astonishing. I mean, we just about can get up them. And these guys go up 3 times as fast as us. It's just incredible.
Well, that's it. Some of the days they are cycling for, 3 or 4 hours, I think. Presumably that means that some of the days you are cycling for 6, 7, 8 hours, maybe more. Is that fair to say?
Oh, yeah, on the flat stages, we're okay with 8 or 9 hours. But on the hilly stages, we've got our backup team. The local cricket club are very kindly providing the backup team. And they say we can't cycle after 9 at night because it's too late. So our latest finish has been 8:45 so far, so we're cutting it a bit fine.
Wow. And are you going to do it?
Yes.
I like the pause. What's it all for then, Peter? You're a man of slightly more mature years. You're into your 50s now. What's made you buckle and say, right, this is the year that I'm going to go and do the whole Tour de France route?
Well, I've always wanted to do it. I've always loved cycling, and I suddenly thought, hang on a minute, there's not many years left I'm going to be able to do it. And it started in England. And at the time when I said I'll do it, we looked as though we had 2 people that might win it, but obviously we haven't now. But it was such a fantastic experience in Yorkshire. The people out there cheering you on. It's fantastic. And doing it the day before, whilst it might sound a bit mad to a lot of people, it's fantastic because half the support is already there. The route's all marked out. There's a sort of air of celebration in the whole everywhere you go. And you just get a big wave of support, which makes a massive difference when you're grovelling up a mountain.
Yeah. You're a dairy farmer by trade. Have you taken plenty of milk with you to get yourself rehydrated?
Indeed, yes. Well, there's this good research that shows that milk's the best rehydration drink. And so after every stage, we drink a pint of milk. And it obviously, I've got no control because I'm drinking it all the time, but it certainly seems to help. And I'd just like to thank OMSCO, the Organic Milk Co-op, who've helped support me to get this thing up and running.
Yeah.
And they're celebrating 20 years this year, so we've got our little shirts on saying celebrating 20 years of the Organic Milk Co-op.
Doing it is obviously half the battle, but presumably organising it and getting to this stage, you've had to pull in a lot of favours and just ask people to give up their time and traipse around Yorkshire and France with you.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You don't understand until you get there either how difficult it is for the backup team, because they've got to meet us 2 hours ahead, supply us with food and drinks, make sure we're okay, battle with the road. Half the roads are shut because the tour's coming through tomorrow. So far we've had one day when it hasn't rained. Yesterday it was torrential. It was absolutely ridiculous. But hopefully it looks as though it's going to get... Our next problem next week is going to be hot and sunny. So yeah. Our next problem is going to be too hot.
Well, you're doing better than Chris Froome and Mark Cavendish so far.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, at least we can say that already.
My hat's off.
Can I just mention I'm raising money for the RSPB?
Well, yeah. Why the RSPB?
Well, I've always been interested in birds ever since I was a lad. I used to throw bread out for them and see which species they are. And I like their new campaign, which is Give Nature a Home. So they're not focusing entirely on birds. They're focusing on, you know, just generally making room for nature in our farming systems. And we've got a little diversification project where we're growing apples, you know, under the name Liberty Fields. And we're trying to get that as a demonstration farm for the RSPB. So if anyone looks on their site and says they want to build a woodpile for the hedgehogs or they want to build a pond for the newts, then we'll have one on our farm. And if anyone wants to come and look at it and see what the size is and how we've done it, then they're more than welcome to.
Libertyfields.co.uk, regular blogs on there too. And if you'd like to sponsor Peter, it's justgiving.com/Peter-Lemmy, Lemmy, L-E-M-M-E-Y. Good luck. When are you due to finish?
26th.
All right.
We have to cycle around Paris on a Saturday afternoon, which will be, if we get that far, that'll be the least of our worries, I think.
Yes, well, come on, you can do it. We're right behind you, and let us know when you get home and we can celebrate on air, okay?
Thanks very much, Steve.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
I really liked him. Dorset dairy farmer Peter Lemmy, who is taking part in his own version of the Tour de France to raise money for the RSPB. And as I say, we'll keep across his progress and let you know when he crosses the finish line on the Champs-Élysées.